This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
An Austin startup recently joined the ranks of companies trying to tackle hate speech on their platforms. Following a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville last month, tech companies have been taking a closer look at the rules they set out for users of their services. In some cases, they've decided to ban hate speech altogether. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Bumble is a dating app based here in Austin. Their headquarters in central Austin is not easy to miss. When I visited a few weeks ago, they still had a massive balloon installation wrapping around the whole building. Alex Williamson-Elefendi, Bumble's head of brand, showed me around.
As you can see, it is bright and yellow and colorful, and we have a very collaborative, interactive office space. We all sit in a big room together, and there's never a dull moment in here.
There's also a large dog that walks around the office.
Come here, Jet. That's so cute.
Bumble was created with the idea of empowering women and making them feel safe while online dating. So the company is pretty serious about how people treat each other on the app. They also haven't been shy about saying their mission is feminist. And that, Elefendi says, made them a target for a group of misogynists, white supremacists, and far-right extremists several weeks ago.
We're not very into the female empowerment feminist dating app idea, and they trolled us for about 48 hours.
They got harassing emails and messages from a hate group that organizes online. She says the experience was horrifying, but also eye-opening. Elefendi says Bumble decided to start doing something about hate speech online.
So immediately for us, it wasn't, you know, woe is us. It's, wow, if people are talking this way to us, you know, they're probably talking this way to users. Or, you know, if they're not on Bumble, they're talking this way in society. And how do we change that? What can we do as a company and a team to be active and creating a solution to problems like these?
Shortly after Bumble staff got those harassing messages, members of a similar hate group got offline and marched on Charlottesville. One man eventually killed a young woman protesting them. In an email to users a few days after that, Bumble announced they were working with the Anti-Defamation League to identify hate symbols and hate speech used within their app. They also urge users to block and report people who use them. Elefendi says making users feel safe on Bumble was already part of the company's DNA, so this decision was a no-brainer.
This is about protecting people and promoting kindness and respect online. And I think that it's more about online accountability than anything else. And if there's something happening that's compromising that, we're going to take a stand and we're going to protect people.
Bumble was not alone. After Charlottesville, several other online companies began looking at ways to prevent those hate groups from using their platforms to harass or mobilize.
Almost every tech company is dealing with this in one way or another.
That's Renee LaFaire. She's with the Austin chapter of the Anti-Defamation League. The ADL has a lot of experience helping tech companies like Facebook, Google, and Twitter look at their terms of service. They help companies come up with a plan to identify and eliminate hate speech on their platforms. LaFaire says it's a problem companies have grappled with for a long time now.
But over time, it's become a bigger and bigger issue for them when people use these mechanisms to either threaten other people or harass other people or troll other people, then there has to be some sort of mechanisms in the alternative to help counter that behavior.
But there are some concerns about this. Oren Braha is a professor at UT Austin's law school. He's focused on free speech and digital technology. Braha says he isn't worried about smaller companies like Bumble, but when big platforms like Facebook and Google restrict speech, it can be a problem.
These days, we all know basically much of our speech arena, our democratic speech arena, has migrated to the digital space.
And Braha says that's a problem because only government entities have to uphold the First Amendment's right to free speech. Private companies are not beholden to that. Braha also points out that companies don't even have to talk about how they decide what speech they want to restrict.
So there's no democratic process, but moreover, there's nothing to enable any process because it's all secret. It's all done under the hood, behind a veil of secrecy that those companies closely guard. And indeed, that secrecy is enabled by law as well.
Braha says that, in effect, lawyers for Google and Facebook have more power over speech in our society than the Supreme Court. He says it's something worth talking about. And Renee LaFaire with the ADL says there's no easy answer here.
Look, it's complicated. Free speech is one of the cornerstones of our democracy, and that's something that you want to treat with utmost care. However, when it's used for certain purposes, companies have to explore whether or not they're comfortable and which side of the line they're going to be on.
For Bumble here in Austin, they say choosing a side of the line was a decision they made a long time ago. And brand chief Alex Williamson-Elefendi says she's not worried about losing business over this anyway.
If taking a stand for what we believe in causes people to uninstall our app or not download Bumble in the first place, then they weren't supposed to be on our platform anyway.
Ashley Lopez, KUT News.